Cebulski, Steve Darling, Myra Lawrence. If you're from the West Coast, you know their names. If you don't know their names, then you must be lost. And maybe we should call someone for you? This is the starting lineup on the new home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
It was really special out here tonight, and the fans brought it, and I'm just happy. Me and the guys in the locker room, we were ready for it, and at the end of the day, 3 points, that's all we got.
Well, we talk a lot about hope here in this city, and on the pitch, it comes from a 17-year-old, Alphonso Davies, the future of Canadian soccer. Look, this guy has been richly hyped since he signed July 2016 with the Caps, and his first MLS goal is now a thing. Capped an all-action effort full of creativity and energy. And now I guess the challenge for Carl Robinson will be to try to keep this guy out of his everyday starting lineup this year, because he dominated yesterday. We are joined by Sportsnet 650 soccer analyst Mark Rogers. Good morning, Mr. Rogers.
Good morning, guys.
How impressed were you by Alphonso Davies yesterday, or what impressed you the most about him?
Well, we know he can do that.
Yeah.
He has that in his locker. He can do that. But he suffered probably his first time in his soccer life, a bit of confidence and loss of form last season. But man, that looks like it's gone, and that's water under the bridge for him, because he came out of this, you know, he came into that game, he got shot out of a cannon. He was absolutely on fire. And the other, you know, the other Canadian, Petrasso, who was marking him, he'll be having nightmares last night after that, because Davies absolutely torched him.
And I thought it was really important for Kai Kamara to get off to a good start as well. And the chemistry between those two, I mean, that was a world-class header. I mean, that was a pretty special. Oh. Great pass, but a great, great, great finish as well.
Yeah, I made a living heading a ball as a center back. And the technique and the level of difficulty to head that, it's slightly behind him. It's not coming at him with that much pace, but he generates so much power on that header. And it's really difficult once you get past that near post to head the ball back at goal with that much power. So, yeah, it's a very difficult technique. It's a great goal. But you brought up Kai Kamara, and I couldn't agree more. He's going to offer a ton to this Whitecaps team. And it's not just the goals he's going to get. He'll score his goals. But he's so athletic, and he's so big and strong, and he's good with his back to goal. He can chase balls in behind the defense. And what happens is both center backs then are occupied by that one player. And so it'll free space for guys like Reyna around him, Davies out wide, and it bodes well for the Whitecaps' attack this season.
Yeah, Teixeira as well, yeah. One thing I noticed last night, and on Mancosu's goal, I think having seen Kendall Waston work with Tim Parker, that he always knows that his back is that wherever Kendall Waston's going to be, he always knew that he had Parker to back him up, and I thought. On that goal, and also two chances later that he had, also was the fact that he doesn't have him here. And how much time will it take to get the chemistry? Because Aaron Mount was not quite great last night. He got burned on the goal, and he got burned a couple other times. How long does it take for those backs to get to a point where they can trust each other, like we had with obviously Kendall Waston and Tim Parker?
Yeah, it's a good question, Steve, because sometimes it never happens. It takes a bit of time just to get comfortable with your center back partner. And of course, when mistakes happen, they're glaring mistakes and usually end up in good goal scoring opportunities or goals against. But on the goal, in defense, one Mond gets caught ball watching, and the guy, it's a great little run off his shoulder, Mancosu, into his blind spot in behind him. But the ball in is almost perfect. It's a really, really difficult ball to defend. If you can imagine trying to run backwards, you've kind of lost your guy. And trying to jump while you're running backwards to head it without knowing what's going on behind you. It's difficult. But yes, he did lose his runner, and he got caught ball watching. I think what's happened with Tim Parker is you realize Tim Parker was a very good partner for Waston, because he had a lot of attributes to make up for sort of Waston's weaknesses. One, Tim Parker is very fast, very strong, very fast. So those areas in behind Waston, Tim Parker could cover for him in those areas. Not to say it wasn't slow, but just over 5 yards, he's a big guy, and it's hard to shift that. He could make up for that those runs in behind the defense.
Right.
it'll be interesting to see what happens. But you know, Watson, let's not take away from him. He had such a great season last year. They'll be looking to get somebody beside him with a bit of pace. Mon's not slow, but definitely guys that understand that sort of, if they can help Watson with that in behind ball and cover for him there, then they'll be fine.
Mark Rogers with us here on Sportsnet 650, talking all things Whitecaps. A big win over the Montreal Impact yesterday at BC Place Stadium. If Davies plays like he did yesterday consistently through this season, how long are the Whitecaps able to hang on to him?
Well, he's already on everybody's radar, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been on top 50 under, I can't remember what it was, under 17 players in the world.
He's on a list anyway, right?
Oh, for sure. Everybody knows who he is around the globe now. So it's a question. There'll be a time where an offer is made, and it's just up to whether the Whitecaps want to accept it. But you know, at that stage, at Alphonso Davies, when the big boys come knocking, it's a hard thing to say no to. So it's a good question. I don't know at this stage. There are a lot of other things that come into it. You know, I think under the age of 18, it's a very restrictive on who you can sign from other clubs. So I think they could expect to have him for at least one more season. But after that, if he performs like he did yesterday, you know, I wouldn't expect him to be here too long.
Mark, great stuff, and great stuff for the Whitecaps to kick things off. Let's see if it's sustainable now, but you know, they check the boxes on everything in terms of what you want to see, something from Davies, something from Kamara, and let's see if they can ultimately keep it going. Appreciate you doing this morning. Let's talk it again soon, all right, buddy?
Sportsnet 650.